What's up, Flomies? I'm excited to be back with you with another podcast. I hope that you loved the last one. If you did, please let your girl know. I will keep them going. It seems like you guys are really liking them. I have decided to make an entire planner out of these podcasts. So every time I tell you to write this down or just plan your week out, I've actually got a planner that I made for you guys that has your days of the week, your goals, what it is that you're looking forward to, notes from each podcast just to keep with you all the time as your monthly planner, your weekly planner, and your daily reminder that you can get through anything that you're getting through easier with more support, and you're going to make it to whatever goals you want to see make a reality. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So I'm excited for you to see the book. It's just called Deep Thoughts by Fallon Taylor. I am just so thrilled. It's beautiful. It's got little pink background with cactus on it and rose gold spiral. It's my very, very first one. When I started these podcasts, I basically was like, I want to write a book, but I have too much ADD to sit down and write a book. And it's on my goal sheet to write a book in 2018. So what I decided to do was just get on the podcast train. So I didn't know any other way to get myself to sit still long enough to write a book. So I started recording these podcasts, and then I took the lessons in the podcasts, and now they're going into my book, organized by subject and giving you a space to write your thoughts and get clear. And I just want it to be a tool for you to use it to get through, to like break through the wall and get through to the next chapter of your life. I'm so, so, so excited about it. It'll be here before Christmas. I previewed it on my Insta story. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's Fallon Taylor 2. On there, you'll run into a million fan accounts. I don't have my blue check verification from Instagram yet, but I'm trying so hard. So hopefully that will happen very soon. I wanted to talk to you today about who your biggest enemy is. I can tell you right now by name. Stay tuned. Obviously, I'm going to tell you that you are your biggest enemy. We all know that. But I'm going to explain to you why, and why I think that TV shows and movies have set us up to wait for our fairy godmother to come in. So when I was growing up, every TV show is similar to every TV show that anyone else grows up with. There is a problem, and all of your friends and a unsuspecting stranger are going to come in and fix that problem for you. Right when you think everything is going so bad, someone is going to step in and boom, they are going to make your life a better place and whisk you off your feet, whether it be romantically or whether it be for your issues. And I think that it's made us soft. I think that it's made us, especially when we're younger, I think that we are thinking that we are, somebody's going to come along. Like, they're not just going to let us die. Like, we're going to do it. And I think what it's done is caught on to this phenomena of self-sabotage. I think that we don't even realize we're doing it because we want other people to come in and help us, because surely they won't let us die. And in that way, in that laziness, I think that we have self-sabotaged. Let me explain it to you in a different way. When you put food in your mouth and you know that you are on a weight loss journey and you are diabetic or you are have any other health complications, or someone has told you that your health is on the line in order for you to stay strict on the diet, and you put the food in your mouth that you know is not the best for you, you are self-sabotaging yourself, your hand to your mouth. Nobody did this to you. Your friends eating foods that you like and you want to put in your mouth didn't do this to you. Your parent that let you sleep in because you had a rough day the night before, they weren't helping you. You needed to get to class because you needed to get those grades because you are into basketball or you are into whatever. People are not always going to make the best decision for you. Most often, we're always going to make the best decisions for ourselves when it comes to other people. So if somebody tells me to help someone do something else, my caveman brain is going to say, I'm going to make sure that doesn't affect my food, my shelter, my water, and then I'll kind of help that person. And that's why I make podcasts, because I want you guys to really think through this. The situation that you put yourself in is not the responsibility of anyone else. If you are being abused in a place mentally, physically, verbally, whatever, it's not easy. It's not going to be without struggle. It's not going to be without pain. It's not going to be without drastic change, but it is up to you to do the best thing that you can do for you. And if you are the guardian of someone that is not of the age to help themselves yet, it is up to you to make the best decision for that person. You have to make the call. And even if it's not that crazy of a subject, even if it's not that crazy, even if it's just a limiting place, or even I think for myself, and I see a lot of you guys do this, and I read every one of your DMs and I read every one of your emails, most people are terrified to be successful. I have literally talked to people that couldn't pay their rent that said that they were scared to be successful because they didn't know enough about taxes. So you're going to eat ramen noodles forever and worry about your rent and be in a state of lack and a state of despair because you simply don't want to take the time to educate yourself on taxes, and you really think that's what's holding you back from your ultimate destiny? What's really holding you back? Nail it down. You are in touch with the entire world right now. You've got a phone in your hand. You can do literally anything. I think that I'm rolling at about 25% of my full capability right now due to lack of self-discipline. And the reason that I think that I have a lack of self-discipline, even though I film a vlog 3 times a week, I film a podcast at least once a week, I help manage almost 5,000 people in Facebook groups across the platform to mentor and coach them. And I think I'm running at 25%. I'm running 4 businesses. I'm a friend. I'm a soon to be wife. I'm mommy to about 40 animals. And I think I'm running at about 25% of my full potential. Whatever it is that you're doing, there's another level that you can reach, and you're going to miss it. And it's coming. Whatever it is that you think it is that's holding you back, your fairy godmother is not coming. Your best friend doesn't know what's best for you. Your man doesn't know what's best for you. Only you can really get inside your brain and figure out what the next move is that's going to be the very best for you. Remember, it's your hand that puts the food in the mouth. It's your brain that makes up the excuse not to go to the gym. It's your schedule that you built for yourself. Regardless of who pressured you, it was you that made the ultimate decision to do that thing, go to that place, pursue that career, and you have the control to change it. And it will hurt, and it will be bumpy, and people will dislike you. But ultimately, when they put you in the ground and they put that first shovel of dirt on you, nobody's going to care what risk you took, what you didn't do. The only person that you have to answer to at that point is yourself. Would you have to go back and do it all over again? Are you the person kicking yourself in the shin? Are you the person setting up your routine to fail? I think you are, because I am. I'm the person that's in my way. I'm the reason that I'm running at 25%. My 25% may make your percentage look small because of where you're operating at. My 25% is your 100%. And someone else's 100% looks like 10,000% to me. I don't think I can ever get there. But I'm going to scratch and claw my way there. I've made a new goal sheet today of all the things that I need to get better at, the things that I need to pursue, the things that I don't need to wait for someone to do. It irks me. It has to be one of my biggest pet peeves when someone doesn't answer a question that they could have gotten an answer to. You know, if you had the time to spend in with your idol or with your someone you really look up to or whoever, if you had that chance to interact with that person, what would you ask them? I've had maybe two people ask me things that they've really thought about, those questions, and I've watched them change their lives because of my answers, not because I'm somebody cool or somebody that knows great or somebody that knew I wasn't their fairy godmother. I just provoked intelligent thought based on their intelligent question, and they were able to think for themselves in another way. So if I'm pouring into your life at all, I hope that I am able to make you think about not asking the questions to someone that you already know the answer to. Remember, if you haven't already heard in my other podcast, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. It's the simplest way. I watch people every day go, should I? I don't know. What do you think? Should I ask three people? I don't know. And it's like, dude, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. I'm rebuilding my confidence one block at a time. And as I rebuild it, with the help of some really great friends and some really great insight, hell, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no, did not come from my own brain. That came from somebody else that I asked some intelligent questions to, that they gave me an intelligent answer. And I'm forever grateful for that. Because as I go and rebuild myself, bit by bit and block by block, and learn to trust and learn to claw to the next level and learn to increase myself to 26% and then 27% and then 28%. And as I learn to grow through those levels, I'm going to keep spilling some provoking thoughts into your day as long as you'll keep listening, because I want you to think in a different way. Don't you dare get in front of somebody that can change your life and ask them something that you could have asked Google 5 minutes ago and gotten an answer to. Don't you dare. You look them in the eye and you say, what's been the hardest part of this struggle? When you struggle, what gets you through? When you don't know where to go, how do you start over? Ask some provoking questions when you get a chance. And it doesn't have to be somebody with a lot of followers on Instagram. It doesn't have to be somebody that is on TV. When I want to go and hear something intelligent, I ask my parents. I realize my parents are the exception and not the rule when it comes to good parenting in this day and age. I understand that my parents are unique, so it may not be a great decision for you to ask just any set of parents. But if the person that you're asking is someone that you aspire to be like, then by all means, ask them your intelligent questions. Quit hitting yourself in the shin. Quit slapping yourself in the face. It's up to you. If you love today's podcast, let me know. Screenshot it. Put it in your Insta story. Tag a girl. Let your social media know. I am loving that you guys are loving this. I love it when you screenshot it and then you put your notes of what you liked about the podcast. I hope that you guys are excited about the podcast book, the Deep Thoughts book, coming out very, very soon. I know I'll sell out, but you know, things cost money. So I got as many as I possibly could for you guys. And I hope that I'm able to release them at the national finals when I'm there in Las Vegas in December. And I hope that I'm able to release some online for you guys that can't go. So I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and quit slapping yourself. Don't do it. Let's go get something amazing.